Woman with Clothes Blowing in the Wind, Emma Ehler. Around her shape, the flake of bone is nearly square, hand-sized, cut with a nick in one corner. It is true, Goyer wrote, that last winter I painted in ivory. The whole is made up of points. Not knowing surely what this means, I imagine a point pressed from the woman's turned head, back, one from her blued skirts, back, another from her dark wrap blowing, back. Her face is for the scene alone. His winter's work went by accident. He'd start from a spot of water splashed on a blackened ivory plaque, see what surfaced, then scratch the bone with a stick, add watercolor, and wipe certain patches of the surface free. The woman depicted fails to find me, unconcerned with being drawn. At her bare foot could be white rocks, bleached hills far off, taluses, fragments, hardened heaps of sea. Have you seen the fluid of woven fabric go solid in instants of tension against a stiff wind before it lathers, shakes, mixes with blowing dust, and threatens to unravel? This is that spur. The woman refuses to be among this, at least in the usual way of a portrait miniature, real. Am I to be sealed to this bone with its chipped corner, its play of dark paint against light ground, its containment of the inscrutable, unpictured aspect of a face I continue to call senselessly just mine? But inspecting the woman's lashed back, I'm asked to become not her, I think, but her hair and shawl as they beat faint lines of carbon wind, or rather to assume the forked tone of that air, broad as it plies, over, under, the human masses in the way.